food, fashion, movies, celebrities, health. Get it all on TFM's Tea Life.
Hey, 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 nice show on TFM here. You're chilling with me, TP, right here on TFM. So time for some viral potato recipe. It's been so long since I've talked about potato. Today we got to talk about it, and it's the smash potato recipe. So first of all, you got to boil potatoes until they're fully cooked, and then kind of cut across onto the surface of the potato. So it's kind of like a crisscross version. Proceed by using a cup or a plate and smash them flat, like go all out on this. Season them with a little bit of salt and pepper and some chili peppers if you like some spiciness, then bake them in an oven at 200 degrees Celsius for 15 to 20 minutes. Next, in a bowl, you're going to prepare the dipping sauce. Add avocados, cilantro, garlic, and a squeeze of lemon juice. Blend them all good and your dipping sauce is done. Now, I'm not a fan of avocados for this time, so I'm going to skip the dipping sauce. And you can use your own, you know, like your normal mayonnaise, chili sauce, barbecue sauce, whatever you want, or you know, it is just as it is. I mean, you can't go wrong with potatoes, and for this, it looks extra good. Crispy on the outside, soft and chewy on it. Not chewy, it's soft and I would say fallen off the texture of like a mushy texture in the middle. Very, very delicious. TFM.
Your life will never be bored again. Why? Because Tea Life is here.
TFM. It's here indeed. Hello, what's up? Nice show, TFM here. It's back with me, TP. Now, if you love a certain banana pie from the M brand fast food chain restaurant, well, here's a simple recipe on how you can make yours. Start off by peeling some bananas and mash them up. Then get ready some dumpling wrappers. This is very important, dumpling wrappers. So right now, you just place a spoonful of banana in the middle, cover it with another layer of dumpling wrappers. Next, coat these dumplings in beaten eggs and then with breadcrumbs. Then deep fry them. After that, you can serve it with cinnamon powder, sprinkle it on top, or with a side of vanilla ice cream or both together. I don't care, it is just delicious. Your very own simple banana pie using dumpling wraps. Like, this is a very, very easy to do recipe. Everyone can do it, just do it, and on your weekend, do it with your friends together. It's gonna be a lot of fun and a very delicious dessert. TFM.
Feeling the blues? Tea Life is here to make your lives better.
TFM. Whoa, Nation TFM here. It's TB here. All right, so this final recipe tonight is not a recipe. It is a viral food trend hack, I'd say. And it's perfect for Asian household, okay? But I'm warning you, only do this after you get permission from your mother. Like, really, really ask permission. Not that because it's dangerous, but when I tell you, you know that, okay? Now, first of all, you're going to need a block of tofu. And it's best work with silken or regular tofu, like the soft kind. Now, then you're going to take a badminton racket. Yes, I'm not joking. I know, like a very weird utensil to be used in the kitchen. A badminton racket, right? So you're going to want to clean the racket, the top part first, because you're going to use that part. So now what you're going to do is just smack that racket onto the tofu, and ta-da, you have your cube tofu without having to use your knife to cut. I did not make this hack up, okay? This is a hack, viral, went viral on the internet, and maybe the next time that your mother wants to cut some tofu into cubes, right, you can just, hey, ma, stand aside, let me do this. And just whack them tofu. I mean, it does save time. It's very convenient. Just don't say that I teach you this. Okay, on TFM.